Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
28630.
28630. Thank you. Give me one moment. What is your first and last name?
The what?
What is your first and last name?
What is, you took money out of my checking account, and I'm not ordered nothing from you.
Well, sir, I'm a customer service agent at a call center, and we have more than 300 companies, so more than 300 lines. So I cannot provide you with no information until I have an order pulled up.
Okay, it took $69.97, and I didn't have the money in the bank, so it was an overdraft. Who can I talk to?
Can I have your first and last name, please?
Randy Messer, M-E-S-S-E-R. I didn't order nothing.
What is your shipping address, sir, for security purposes, please?
5116 Bloomfield Estates, Granite Falls, N.C., 28630.
Thank you for that information. So I look in account. An order was created on May 7th for $5.97 and $18.94 for the Focus Pods, the earbuds. And then you had another pair of earbuds with the warranty. Do you recall placing that order, sir?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Are you saying it's fraud, correct?
Correct.
Are you saying it's fraud? Okay, so what I'm going to do then, I'm going to get your account canceled, and I'll transfer you over to the fraud department. Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or fine towards them because they never had the authorization to create the order. Will that be okay, sir?
As long as I get my money back.
Okay, let me transfer you over to the fraud department. Give me one moment. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. If you could stay on the line while you get transferred over, please do not disconnect the call.